Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The crew of the Coast Guard cutter Alex Haley returned to the home port at Coast Guard Base Kodiak on Thursday following an extended 7-month dry dock maintenance period in Seattle, Washington. While in dry dock, the crew and the contractor successfully completed more than $6 million worth of repairs. The engineering department oversaw 76 work items, including major overhauls on the cutter's controllable pitch propeller system, speed reducers, rudders, and boilers, along with inspections of fuel, sewage, and water tanks. The operations department supervised a renewal of the Alex Haley's flight deck navigation systems and electronics while maintaining critical law enforcement currencies. The deck department expertly completed vast amounts of painting and topside preservation while ensuring small boat operational readiness. When crew members were not directly involved in repairs, they took advantage of temporary duty training opportunities to gain technical proficiencies. Crew members were sent to Southern California to aid in migrant operations, supported scientific missions in the Arctic, and played a key role in the rim of the Pacific 2022 naval exercise, strengthening our relationship with 33 partner nations. The entire crew also attended Advantage Damage Control Schools hosted by Naval Base Kitsap in Bremer, Washington. Crew members were taught plunging, patching, and dewatering techniques in the classroom, then went hands-on applying their knowledge to simulated flooding in a wet trainer. Firefighting tactics were also honed while combating real fires during two scenarios that mimicked plausible casualties on a cutter like the Alex Haley. I'm incredibly proud of the crew's accomplishments during the extended maintenance period, said Commander Brian Whistler, commanding officer of the Alex Haley. The crew worked tirelessly to make significant material and aesthetic improvements to the cutter, while we'll have long-term benefits as we continue to prepare for future patrols in the Bering Sea. 7 months is a long time away from home, and we are thrilled to be reunited with our family, friends, and our Kodiak community. Following its dry dock period, the Alex Haley will be able to continue operating as the Coast Guard's primary asset in the Bering Sea with renewed and improved capabilities. The Alex Haley is a 52-year-old, 280-foot medium-endurance cutter that has been homeported in Kodiak since 1999. The crew routinely operates throughout the Bering Sea, the Gulf of Alaska, and the Pacific Ocean. The Alex Haley's ability to operate in extreme weather conditions provides the mission flexibility necessary to perform search and rescue, fisheries law enforcement, and vessel safety inspections across Alaska. The Alaska Department of Transportation is looking for the public's opinion on a possible summer ferry schedule. The state's marine highway system tentative schedule is set to run May 1st through September 30th. The department is also inquiring about special events that could affect the scheduling. Folks have until January 26th to send in written comments. A virtual public meeting will be held the next morning. Comments may be submitted via the following link and websites for Prince William Sound Service Area, the North Lynn Canal Service Area, the Northern Inside Passage Service Area, the Southern Inside Passage Area, the Aleutian Chain Service Area, Kodiak Island Service Area, Metlakatla Service Area, the Bellingham Service Area, and the Prince Rupert Service Area. Comments may also be emailed. You'll find a link on the story at radiokenai.com. The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities oversees 237 airports, 9 ferries serving 33 communities, over 5,600 miles of highway, and 839 public facilities throughout the state of Alaska. The mission of the department is to keep Alaska moving through service and infrastructure. Again, details and links to submit your comments on the ferry schedule for the summer, visit the story at radiokenai.com. No one was injured when an Alaska Railroad train derailed Tuesday near Girdwood after running into an avalanche field. 3 crew members were aboard the freight train when it hit the snow field just before 2 a.m., railroad spokesperson Christy Terry told KTUU. The train just had left Whittier and was headed north. It is not known when the avalanche covered the tracks. The collision sent the first 2 cars off the track, and a 3rd car was also partially derailed. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.